Big Sunday, which has been connecting people through helping for years now, welcoming back the volunteers in person for the first time in over a year.
It has no doubt been a challenging year with the pandemic, so Big Sunday decided it would be a welcome change to take 1 month to focus on activities involving helping and focusing on animals, founder David Levinson.
Whether it's pet rescues, spay and neuter stuff, we're having pet food drives for struggling people, homeless people, low-income seniors, struggling families, so they can buy pet food for their families. And it's not just dogs and cats. We're working with places that do therapeutic horseback riding.
This time around, they were gift-wrapping brand-new stuffed animals that were donated, which will go to a local nonprofit homeless organization.
We hate to think that anybody would wake up on their birthday and not have a gift to open.
Paul was among the volunteers to come out for the in-person reunion of sorts.
I mean, this was something that I always look forward to. You know, it's just the greatest gift is to be of service.
Everyone is encouraged to take part in what they're calling Wild and Woolly April, and there are plenty of ways to get involved. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The past